Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3199 BN. Today's date is October 29th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Trump, It Can't Be Much Longer, 1 year is a very long time, martial law, patriots on guard. Talk about being prepared. Leaders of the World Economic Forum anticipate a cyber catastrophe for 2023. Between emboldening cyber criminals and ransomware as a service thriving, the threat of cyber attack on U.S. soil is getting worse. In fact, 86% of business leaders and 93% of cyber leaders believe we're headed to a catastrophic cyber event soon, most likely one that attacks and shuts down the power grid, potentially leaving the U.S. in a modern-day dark age for months. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, are preparing for the worst with Nightwatch Pro. Nightwatch Pros are affordable night vision binoculars that allow anyone to see with predator-like vision in pitch darkness. They're perfect for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more, especially in an extended or life-threatening power outage scenario. Plus, they include high-end night vision features like 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and long-lasting rechargeable battery. The best part is that Nightwatch Pros are 60% off for the rest of this month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts free with every order for a limited time, including a 32GB SD card for your new night vision binoculars, express shipping, and 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Get yours now by going to nightwatchpro.com. That is nightwatchpro.com, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that everything that they were trying to do to Trump, it has been turned around and everything is now being done to them. The people can see the truth. The people can see exactly what's happening. And I do believe that the next phase of all of this is to really wake the population up and have the population push back against the deep state players. Because we know that Soros and his organizations, they're funding a lot of this. We see everything that's happening out in Israel, in Gaza, and you can see the protests around the world. They are funded by the same deep state players. It's the same as BLM and everything else. Every time you see these type of protests, it's the same exact people. They have those people ready to go. And this is why they had to bring the garbage from the Muslim world into all these different countries throughout Europe, the United States, and Canada. Because eventually what's going to happen is we're going to see some type of an event in this country. I do believe Trump has mentioned this over and over. And actually, this is going to bring the people to the precipice of destruction, because everything that Biden, Obama, and Soros have done, every step of the way, it's going to lead us to war. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they counted on all of this because they knew the 16-year plan, they knew the playbook, they knew they were going to head in this direction, and they wanted the people to see it firsthand, because this is the only way that people wake up. This is the only way that people say enough is enough. This is the only way that people have the will to change. It's only when you reach that point where you say, okay, we cannot have war. We cannot have nuclear war. We can't have terrorists running around the country. And I do believe we are heading in this direction. I wouldn't be surprised if we see martial law. And think about why we would see martial law. We would see martial law if there is some type of rebellion, if there's some type of invasion or chaos from protest, mob action, you name it, you would have to try to control the situation. And if you're controlling the situation, it means that the civilian government is then taken over by military rule. Now, really think about this moving forward, because once again, we're coming up to the 2024 election. And if we're going to have these elections, which we are going to have these elections, I know I do believe the deep state's going to try to postpone them. If you're trying to introduce the military during this period of time, how do you do this? Now, once again, is it Trump going to say, okay, we're in martial law? Or is the Biden administration going to have to do this? And this is going to give the ability for the military to be on U.S. soil and maybe certain locations. Think about this for a second. Now, I do believe that because of the insurrection back in 2020, the military has already been activated. Again, people don't know this, but how do you bring this full circle? You could see we're heading towards war. Trump is continually telling us that we have open borders, which everyone realizes. And he's letting us know that terrorists are probably in this country, which means we're going to see those people that have been protesting, join in with the terrorists then, and we're going to have major problems. Now, think about where this is going to be. If you're trying to, you know, make the elections transparent and you want control of the election so the deep state can't cheat, well, you know, the deep state most likely will have the riots, the chaos, the events in those areas that they control, right? Just like we saw in 2020. Most of them were in areas that they're in control of. This way they can say, hey, police, stand down. Let these people do what they want. So if you're allowing them to create the event in these areas and you're seeing the mob out there destroying everything, what happens next? Well, can you control those areas by implementing martial law? And if you do, then the military comes in and controls the area. Now, will Biden be trapped into doing this? Maybe, because this would then give control over the elections in this area. I do believe everything leads up to the 2024 election. Now, that doesn't mean that Trump is going to try to come back before that. Do I think that's possible? When I spoke to Cash on an interview, well, actually multiple interviews, he says there is really no mechanism for this. But again, Trump continually comes out and tells us that if a robber steals the diamonds and he gets caught, he has to give back the diamonds. He doesn't get to keep them. So we know that Trump is going to be on trial. We already know that he's going to introduce classified information on how the elections were rigged. So once that all comes out, and if you start to put all the pieces together now, what happens when people start to learn that there were foreign governments that were involved in overthrowing the duly elected president? When there were deep state players and corrupt politicians and other individuals in different locales that they were involved, they were taking instruction from the higher ups to manipulate the election, to overthrow the duly elected president, overthrow the government. When people start to figure this out, what happens? What's the mechanism of giving Trump back the presidency? Will the people demand it? I do believe so. Will we see outrage around the country? I do believe so. That means the deep state, what are they going to do? Most likely, they will start to ramp up chaos to distract from all of this. And if they ramp up chaos in all their select cities that they control, what can be done next to control what happens in the 2024 election? I do believe everything is connected. Yes, we will see other evidence come out. Yes, they'll be connected to Uranium One. Yes, they'll be arrested. But again, you need to wake the people up. You need the people to understand what's going on. And you need to control the situation, which I do believe is going to happen. And Trump is letting us know that a year is a very, very long time. And something has to be done about this because he doesn't know if the country is going to be able to make it that long. And I do believe with these trials, he's letting everyone know that if you see this, what happens? What can we do to put in the person that was actually elected? And we're going to have to see how all this plays out. But I do believe we're heading down this path. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to control the entire situation. It's going to look like chaos, but I do believe it's going to be controlled, just like with the borders. Trump's letting everyone know, oh, the borders are open. We're going to deport all these people. Oh, the economy's failing. Well, in a couple of months, we'll have an economy the best that we've ever seen. There's always a plan to counter the 16-year plan. And I do believe Trump knew from the very, very beginning that he was going to counter all this. And if you know the playbook, you can actually come up with a plan to counter everything very, very easily, but allow these things to happen to wake up the population. And I do believe that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about martial law, about the elections a little bit later, and what Trump has said. But first, let's talk about the Democrats right now, because there are two Democrats that are leaving the House of Representatives. This is Representative John Sarbanes, and he will leave Congress in 2025, and he's not seeking re-election. We also have Representative Jeff Jackson, who just took office in January after 9 years in the state Senate, also announced that he will not seek re-election in 2024. So this is very interesting that they decided not to come back. But there are 11 additional Democrats, including Representatives Katie Porter, Andy Kim, Jennifer Wexton. They have announced their plans to retire. and or run for maybe another office or something. But it seems that things are being changed up right now. And we also see Republicans, including Representative Debbie Lesko, Jim Banks, and Dan Bishop, they're not seeking re-election. So it looks like major, major change is coming right now. And I do believe the Patriots, they have a very good chance of taking a lot of these seats, which, as we see this all play out, I don't think they're going to have a very difficult time doing this. Remember, I do believe the Speaker was the target. I do believe that the Patriots, they took control of the House. They are now blocking everything the deep state wants to do, and they're going to be issuing legislation that is going to support the people of this country. Now, this doesn't mean that the Senate's going to pass it, but you can see that by controlling the purse strings, by controlling all of this, the deep state players, they're not going to get what they need. If they don't get the money that they need, they're going to be in trouble because they won't be able to launder this. They won't be able to keep certain things up. And you can see this is why they're going to be moving us most likely to war, which means they're going down the path Trump, the Patriots, want them to go down. And I do believe that the Patriots are in control of this, and they want the people to see this, and they want the people to understand this, because if you don't understand it, you can't see it. How are you going to take back the country, and how are you going to keep the country? It just won't work. Yes, Trump could have come in from the very, very beginning, brought in the military, arrested everyone, but what would the people of this country learn? Absolutely nothing. The deep state would be able to come right back and take over the country. The only way to understand all of this is to go through it. And once you understand it, you realize how valuable freedom is. You realize how valuable the rights that you have right now are. You realize how valuable the Constitution is. You realize what freedom really is. And I think the people needed to understand this so they can take the country back and keep it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see more information is coming out about those individuals that are involved in sex trafficking. And there was a lawsuit that was filed in New York and has accused fashion brand Abercrombie & Fitch of funding a sex trafficking operation. The complaint claims that the company gave former CEO Mike Jeffries unfettered access to funds to support his criminal enterprise. And the lawsuit, which is seeking class action status, accuses Jeffries and British partner Matthew Smith of sex trafficking, sexual misconduct, and rape. So this is going to be very, very interesting, because we could see we're seeing a lot of these cases and a lot of these individuals that own these corporations like Abercrombie, Victoria's Secret, and many others. They're all involved in the same exact thing, which I do believe all ties back to what? Epstein. And we could see that this is the direction what we're headed in. But we could see right now the people, they're waking up to all this. A lot of people are gathering this information. They're saying, okay, what is the Biden administration doing, especially with war being built up in Israel and in the Middle East? Remember, we just had peace in the Middle East. Now we have war in the Middle East, and the borders have been wide open. Nobody is keeping track of who's coming in except for the military and Trump, which I do believe. But again, Trump is making the case that we have open borders, we don't know who's in here, and sooner or later, we're going to see something happen. And I do believe he's absolutely right. And he continually says, when I'm president, I'm going to shut the borders and I'm going to deport every single person in this country. And he said he will terminate every open border policy. Because remember, he knew the 16-year plan. He's now using it on the deep state players. And everything that they're doing and everything that the people are experiencing, he's going to do the opposite, because the people are getting pissed off. The people are getting angry. Take a listen to what he said about the borders.
I will totally demolish the deep state. And instead of targeting Trump supporters, our government will get back to fighting the terrorists where they should be, because that's our big problem. Just days ago, Customs and Border Patrol, who are incredible people, by the way, distributed a memo warning that Hamas and Hezbollah fighters and jihadists are infiltrating across our wide open border. They're all over the place. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. They're all over the place. On day one, I will terminate every open border policy of the Biden administration. People are pouring into our country at levels never seen before for any country, not just here.
So keep this in the back of your head, because we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But the other thing that's very interesting right now, since we have all these people coming up from Central America and they're just being allowed in, El Salvador, the president of El Salvador, he imposed a 1,000 airport tariff fee on travelers from India and Africa this week in an effort to curb the use of Central American nation as a bridge destination for nationals from those areas. So there are a lot of U.S.-bound migrants landing in El Salvador, and now he's going to charge them $1,000. Do you think this is going to stop those people from coming into this country? Actually, every single one of the countries should do this. And this would be a major, major problem because these people aren't going to pay $1,000. And this would stop the flow of migrants, or should we just call them illegals, coming into this country. I do believe so. And most people will think twice. Remember, when you tell the people down in Central America and all over the world that, hey, you can just come in free of charge, no problem, we'll pay for everything. Of course people are going to come. If you tell them, well, there's going to be a $1,000 tariff if you're coming here and you're trekking up to the United States and every country that you go through is $1,000. Well, this would stop a lot of people, wouldn't they? It would. And this would shut down everything. But let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Just like it's very interesting because we're learning a lot more about the main shooter. And we know this was part of their agenda to push gun control on the people. But what's very interesting about the main shooter, he heard voices in his head. He just got high-powered hearing aids. You know, you can tap into that, or you can use other devices to make people hear voices. We saw this a couple days ago when a professor did an experiment and showed the class that, look, I can direct a beam of sound right into your head, and it sounds like it's coming from your head. But all these individuals have the same thing in common. They're mentally ill, they're on drugs, they're seeing a therapist, and they all heard voices. And most of the time, they end up dead in the end, so this way they can't talk. And this individual, Card, ended up dead. And what's very interesting, in Daily Mail, they actually deleted this news article. It says, Maine mass shooter is found dead in the woods with two wounds to his head. Now, why would they put this story up? How did he get two wounds? It sounds very suspicious. It's almost like wet work where they came in, they shot him twice to get rid of him, and they weren't supposed to report that, but they did, and then they retracted it, which tells you that most likely he was a controlled innocent. But you can see that this entire thing was to do what? It was to push their 16-year plan to get the weapons away from the people, and this is why Harris was out there telling everyone we should follow the model of Australia. Now, you could see the Biden administration and Obama in the basement. They've been using the same exact tactic. They've been trying everything. Okay, let's go after the gun manufacturers. Let's go after the people. Let's go after anything we possibly can go after to try to shut down people from having weapons. And the latest thing that they're trying is that the U.S. Commerce Department announced a temporary halt to the issuance of export licenses for most civilian firearms and ammunition for 90 days, citing vague national security and foreign policy interests. So why would they shut this down? Because what effect would this have on the gun manufacturers that ship around the world? Are they trying to destroy the gun manufacturers for 90 days? That's 3 months that they'll be losing profits. Really think about this. The deep state players, they're going to see what happens to the gun manufacturers. They're going to see if it's going to work. They're going to see if they're going to buckle under the pressure where their whole entire manufacturing base is completely falling apart. And would they extend this for another 90 days, saying, oh, national security issue, it's another 90 days. See, they're trying all different methods. I mean, just the other day, Biden was out there saying, okay, we need the ability to sue gun manufacturers if there's a mass shooting, which makes no sense whatsoever. Because if there's someone in a car and they ram into people, you don't sue the car manufacturer. If someone uses a knife, you don't sue the knife manufacturer. But you could see what they're trying to do. And the export, the halt on exports, will have a direct economic impact on the leading U.S. firearm manufacturers, such as Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Vista, and many others. And you could see this is exactly what they're trying to do. Now, they do have exceptions. Weapons to Ukraine is okay, and weapons to Israel is okay, because they want the war to continue in these areas, and they want to supply the weapons to Ukraine. But everywhere else, it's going to shut it down. And you can see this is the type of tactic that they would use. Is it going to work in the end? I don't believe so. Because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that they were going to try to do all of these things. They knew that they're going to try to bring us to war. They're trying to get the weapons away from the people, and this is all part of the 16-year plan. So if you know the playbook, you have countermeasures in place. And I do believe that's exactly what Trump has in place right now. And he needs the people to wake up very, very quickly. And going through 2024 with his trials, with him introducing classified information, this is going to really stir the pot right now. And the people are going to see something that they've never seen before. Because remember, the fake news likes to tell everyone that, oh, all his cases have failed with election interference, but that is not true. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about the war that is happening right now. And End Wokeness put something out, which is very, very interesting. And this has to do with the Hamas leaders. It says, Taylor Swift net worth, $1.1 billion. Oprah Winfrey net worth, $2.7 billion. Donald Trump net worth, $2 to $3 billion. Mousa Marzouk net worth, $3 plus billion. Khalid Marshall net worth, $3 to $5 billion. Ismail Haniyeh net worth, $4 to $5 billion. Those last three are the leaders of Hamas. So we have billionaires who are running the Hamas organization. How do they make their money? Who's paying them? Who's laundering them the money? Really think about this as we move forward. But you could see from all the garbage that Soros spread around the world, and not just him alone, there are many other people that are involved with this. They moved him into France, into Germany, into the UK, into the United States. And yes, this was all for creating chaos and creating events throughout the world to start war. And I do believe this is a different tactic. Remember, it's not invasion, it's infiltration. So they infiltrated these countries with these individuals to make it seem like open borders is fantastic. Everyone bought into it. Now everyone is questioning it. And you could see out in Germany, what do you have? You have all of these individuals creating chaos. Radio Genoa put this out and says, pro-Hamas immigrants attack German police. They don't want peace. They want war. And they want it in Europe. Know this. Wall Street Silver on X responded to this and said, the only way to save Germany is to start massive deportations as soon as possible. There is really just no other solution. Unfortunately, I doubt the current radical left-wing coalition government in Germany will do it. And think about what Trump has been saying. We're going to deport all these people. Again, these countries aren't going to do anything until the United States does it. But we see massive pro-Palestine protests in London. So you have all these protests, and it looks like BLM all over again. It's the same exact people, and they're pushing this agenda. Now, these protests, they're going to become very, very deadly as time goes on. As the war ramps up, what do you think they're going to have these people do? You think they're just going to be peaceful? You think they're just going to be carrying signs? No, these are going to become chaotic. You're going to start to see riots, and you'll probably see events occur. Now, in New York, at Grand Central Station, there was a pro-Palestinian demonstration. And they chanted slogans like, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, meaning free from the existence of Israel. And the chant is reflective of origin statements of Hamas, the terrorist organization. So they're repeating all of this. And what's very interesting about this protest, this one was organized by the Jewish Voice for Peace, a radical group that the Anti-Defamation League has called Anti-Israel. They put together the protest. So basically, they're controlled by Soros. They're on the side of Hamas. They're pretending they're Israel, or they're for Israel, and they're that Israel wants this. But actually, it's the opposite. It's a trick once again. And we know that Soros is behind all this, because he has funneled more than $15 million since 2016 to groups behind this month's pro-Palestine protests, where demonstrators openly cheered Hamas militants' craven terrorist attacks on Israel. This is coming from the New York Post. They examine Open Society's foundation records, and it shows Soros granting making networks gave $13.7 million of the money through Tide Center, a deep-pocketed left advocacy group that sponsors several nonprofits who justified Hamas' bloody attacks while claiming Palestinians obsessed with the eradication of the Jewish state are the real victims. Tide's beneficiaries include Illinois-based Adala Justice Project. So yes, he's doing the same thing he's always been doing. They basically brought in all these people around the world They took the garbage from the Muslim countries. They brought him into all these countries. And this was set up for a specific time and a specific purpose. And we could see the specific purpose right now because they want chaos. Now, Trump, he drew a clear line between his policies and those of the open border Democrats. He said no more jihadists in this country. He said the college campuses are being taken over and all the resident aliens who join in the pro-jihadist protests this month, nobody's ever seen anything like it. Come 2025, we will fine you. We will deport you. We will deport you. We will deport you. So he knows that all these people are in here. He knows that they're jihadists. And he knows something is about to happen because he always tells you what's going to happen. And when it does happen, people go, holy crap, he was right again. And that's what people are going to see. Now, once again, we could see that World War III is starting. Trump has told us from the very beginning, he saw this in the shadows. Nobody sees it. It's starting. We're all ready. And now Israel, they've mounted their ground invasion. I do believe this entire war that we're seeing, this is a war between good and evil. And this is the cleanup operation. This is the operation that you can see where they're now going after the deep state players and removing the deep state players. I do believe it happened in Ukraine with Putin going after the neo-Nazis, the bioweapons. We're seeing it now in Gaza, where Iran and the deep state players, because remember, all these countries, they have deep state players. They're all involved. The CIA is involved in this. And the next one we're going to see is out in China with Taiwan. So this whole thing, the war that we're seeing, which the deep state wants World War III, I do believe this is part of Trump and the Patriots' cleanup operation to remove these bad actors. And we're watching all of this play out. And we can see the ground invasion has started. So if the ground invasion has started, what does that mean? It means that Hamas, Hezbollah, the deep state players, Iran, they're going to take this to the next level. And this is why they brought in the garbage all around the world. Because remember, it's a world war. It's not just happening in one locale. So I do believe they're going to have certain events. Now, what's very interesting is that Netanyahu and Trump, they pretty much just said the same exact thing in regards to what is happening out in Israel and the war that is happening right now. Netanyahu said, this is our second war of liberation. We're going to fight. It will be the good over evil, light over darkness. Very interesting. Then we have Trump. He's out there saying that this is a fight between good and evil. Take a listen.
On that terrible Saturday morning, the world saw once again that the conflict between Israel and Hamas is not a conflict between two equal sides. This is a fight between civilization and savagery, between decency and depravity, and between good and evil. There is no comparison between a group that worships death and a group that cherishes life and cherishes our nation. Every single life that is lost in this conflict is on the shoulders of Hamas, Hamas alone. It's Hamas alone. And I think you have to really add in the word Iran. Iran. People don't want to talk about it. There can be no sympathy, no excuses, and no escape from these monsters, and we will do what has to be done.
Tells you that, yes, the battles that we're seeing right now, this is the open battles where we're fighting against the deep state players, and we're going after them, and it's one gigantic cleanup operation. Why do you think nothing was able to happen out in Ukraine? Biden's not in charge of that. They're not winning. Putin has them exactly where he wants them. Talk about being prepared. Leaders of the World Economic Forum anticipate a cyber catastrophe for 2023. Between emboldening cyber criminals and ransomware as a service thriving, the threat of cyber attack on U.S. soil is getting worse. In fact, 86% of business leaders and 93% of cyber leaders believe we're headed to a catastrophic cyber event soon, most likely one that attacks and shuts down the power grid, potentially leaving the U.S. in a modern-day dark age for months. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, are preparing for the worst with Nightwatch Pro. Nightwatch Pros are affordable night vision binoculars that allow anyone to see with predator-like vision in pitch darkness. They're perfect for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol, detection, home protection, and much more, especially in an extended or a life-threatening power outage scenario. Plus, they include high-end night vision features like 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and long-lasting rechargeable battery. The best part is that Night Watch Pros are 60% off for the rest of this month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts free with every order for a limited time, including a 32GB SD card for your new night vision binoculars, express shipping, and 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Get yours now by going to nightwatchpro.com. That is nightwatchpro.com. Or click the link in the description. Everything was cleaned up out there. Israel's now doing it with Gaza, and they're going to be going after Hamas, Hezbollah, and the rest because Iran's going to be joining in. Now, Taiwan is the next thing that's coming up. And Trump, even during the speech, he said Iran. Iran is responsible for all this. And remember, with Iran, this leads back to who? It leads back to Biden. It leads back to Obama. It leads back to Hillary Clinton. It leads back to Uranium One, which I do believe North Korea is going to start to act up. And all this needs to be shown to the people because later on, the people must be on Trump and the Patriots' side to do what needs to be done. And Trump continually tells everyone this. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, when I'm back in the White House, America's enemies will know once again that if you try to kill our citizens, we will kill you. If you spill a drop of American blood, we spill a gallon of yours. So right there, Trump said, we're not going to take this. If you do anything to us, we're coming after you. Compared to Biden, where basically they're funding both sides because they want a controlled war. That's what the 16-year plan was. It was a controlled war. Yes, the guns, the nuclear weapons, they were all real, but it's controlled. Trump is telling them that we're not going to be funding both sides. We'll be coming after you. Now, think of the word drop that is in this post. He says, if you spill a drop of American blood, we're going to be coming back to that word drop in a little bit, because I do believe Trump is sending kind of a message to all of us because it is the anniversary of when the Q post started. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Matthew Perry, he died at 54. Now, yes, he did have a drug problem, but it looks like he's been clean for quite a while. And it looks like he went out and he played pickleball. He did get vaccinated because he was shown wearing a vaccinated shirt. And he says, could I be any more vaccinated? Get your shot and then get your shirt. So once again, I do believe, and we said this from the very, very beginning, and we know, you know, people that have been taking the vaccine or the bioweapon, it affects their heart, especially when you play sports or you're doing something which makes your heart beat really fast. And we're starting to see that these people are dying suddenly, which is actually a death attack. And most of these people then get a scar on their heart when this happens. And I'd be very, very curious to find out when they look at him, because he died of a cardiac arrest, that he does have a scar on his heart, because we're starting to see this with many, many people right now. And again, the bioweapon is killing people. Actually, I think more people are seeing people with ailments and dying from the bioweapon than they ever did with COVID. And remember, if COVID was a true pandemic, in the very, very beginning of the pandemic, you would have seen all the homeless people dead in the streets. They would have flatbed trucks picking them up. That tells you everything you need to know. That tells you it wasn't what they were saying. Just like the opposite with the bioweapon. They're telling you that it's going to save you. Actually, it's doing the opposite. Isn't it interesting? Everything that they say is always the opposite. So we'll have to see how this all turns out. But we could see that Trump, he is battling the deep state players, and he's being indicted, and they're going after him with everything that they have. But you know what the people are seeing? They're seeing that these people have no cases. The people are seeing, like, wow, they're trying to prove something, and the opposite is happening right now. But it means that they're going to continually try to go after Trump. They're not going to give up, and they keep pushing. And actually, I think he wants them to keep pushing, because this shows them how they don't follow the rule of law, that their mission is just to get Trump, and their mission is to interfere in the election. Because think about everything that's playing out, especially with Peekaboo James, with the judge. The people are seeing very, very clearly, holy crap, you know, Mar-a-Lago is not worth $18 million. You know, it's worth a lot more than that. The people that are testifying They're not testifying that Trump did anything wrong. They brought on a serial liar, and he said, no, he never changed anything or changed the numbers. Everything that they're trying to do has failed. And now they're trying to go after Ivanka. Well, Trump, he put this out and he says, my daughter Ivanka was released from this fake Letitia James case by the Court of Appeals. But this Trump-hating, unhinged judge who ruled me guilty before this witch hunt trial even started couldn't care less about the fact that he was overturned. I also won on appeal of statute of limitations, but he refuses to accept their decision. I truly believe he is crazy, but certainly, at a minimum, crazed in his hatred of me. This case should have never started, but now must be dismissed. Financial statements were low, not high, had a 100% disclaimer clause. Banks were fully paid on time, on schedule, with never even a minor default. There was no victim except me. Any other judge in the country would have thrown this case out on day one. He's an out-of-control nut job who fined me $10,000 over a ridiculous gag order so that the publicity for the day would take over from the fact that the racist James and the judge star witness admitted lying to Congress on the stand. Case over. Then he said this on Truth. This grossly incompetent judge who has overturned an appeal more than almost any judge in New York State is a partisan political hack who totally disregards the Court of Appeals decision against him and won't allow a jury to get anywhere near my case. Brought by a failed Trump-hating racist attorney general named Letitia James, whose entire campaign for office was I will get Trump. She then used his charade to run for governor and lost badly. The New York State legal system has broken down completely, and everyone who is watching this witch hunt so agrees. Hopefully, that will soon change. This crazed judge ruled against me before the trial even started and said Mar-a-Lago is worth only $18 million. Other properties likewise. This is a Biden election interference scam. There were no crimes and no victims, and there is no jury allowed. This radical Trump hater must be taken off the case. And he's absolutely right, and this is exactly what the people are seeing. Even the other side, the D's, they're also looking at this going, yeah, this is no case here. This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And this is going to actually work against them in the long run. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like the Florida Republican Assembly, they are now recalling Governor DeSantis to return to Florida and to do his job. I think it's time that all these other individuals that are running against Trump, it's time for them to end this. There's no way that they have any chance of winning. The people have already decided. They're polling at single digits right now. And it's time for them to go back to their positions and do their job. And you can see one by one, they are now dropping out and endorsing Trump. We had Larry Elder. Now we have Mike Pence. He dropped out, and Trump, he was telling everyone that Mike Pence should endorse him because he had a great, successful presidency. And he absolutely did, and I do believe he still does. Now, Karma Patriot, she put something out very interesting on Truth, and she said the following, my prediction, every GOP candidate will drop out and endorse President Trump before the primaries. I think the GOP has used a ton of primary game theory. Republicans were represented by a diversity, black, white, Indian, female, male, MAGA, anti-Trump, rhino, all with different foreign policy. Uniting behind Trump counters mainstream media's narrative that MAGA is racist. The number of candidates, along with terribly weak debates, forced mainstream media to cover Trump. Americans were shown the strong policy and leadership Trump offered in comparison to Biden and the GOP. Trump is dominating polls. Optics weaken Dems' ability to rig primaries or keep Trump off the ballot because people are watching Trump win with their own eyes. Trump is draining donors. The large and diverse group running against Trump means that big tech, woke companies, and Dems are spread too financially thin to defeat him. Trump weakened two lethal weapons used by Dems to swing races, mainstream media and money. And now that Pence dropped out and Trump is looking for an endorsement, I wonder if Trump might choose Pence to be the vice president. Let's see if that happens. That would be very, very interesting. Because that would fit everything together. Now, it doesn't mean that he's going to choose Pence, but think about the operation that's going on. Think about everything that they put into place. And remember, optics are very, very important. And remember, you're watching a show play out, and what makes a good show or a good movie? Great actors. And I do believe we have great actors, and I do believe Trump would never come into this situation unless he was in full control. If you look at him and you look at his businesses, he's always in control of what is going on. And if you're going to take back the country, you must have full control over the country. You can't leave anything to chance. And yes, when you set certain things up, you need to make sure that you have control to show the people who the deep state is, who the system, what the system is. You need to expose all of this to the people so they can make a logical decision in the end to take back this country. Now, what's very interesting is October 28th was the anniversary of the first drop that Q actually dropped. And Trump, he put out a very interesting truth. And this is what it says. When you drop someone in politics, especially when I'm the one doing the dropping, you can be almost certain that they will come back with a vengeance. Such is the case with Andrew Stein, a lightweight gladfly who I have known and been kind to for years. But I haven't had time for patience lately to see him or take his calls. And then, as usual, it happens. He gives his meaningless endorsement to Birdbrain, who is losing to me by 50 points, and way down in the polls to Crooked Joe. I am beating Biden in almost every poll. The globalist China-centric and once influential Wall Street Journal, who picks up anything negative about me that they can, puts this ridiculous endorsement into its pages of bad rhino-loving policy and misinformation. Use it well, Nikki. It's all you've got. Now, if you read the first line, it says, when I'm the one doing the dropping. And the posts that you see from Q, those are drops. And if you go back 6 years ago today, we had two drops during this time. So let's just read the two drops, which are put out on October 28th, 2017. It says, Hillary Clinton extradition already in motion, effective yesterday, with several countries in case of cross-border run. Passport approved to be flagged, effective 10:30 at 12:01 a.m. Expect massive riots organized in defiance and others fleeing the U.S. to occur. U.S. EMS will conduct their operation, that's military, by the way, conduct their operation while National Guard activated. Proof check, locate a National Guard member and ask if activated for duty, 10:30 across most major cities. Then we have post two. This is October 28, 2017. It says Mockingbird, Operation Mockingbird, you know, CIA infiltration of news and entertainment media. Hillary Clinton detained, not arrested yet. So Hillary Clinton was detained and released with strict limits. Passport would be flagged, unable to leave the continental U.S. Where is Huma? Follow Huma. This has nothing to do with Russia yet. So that's very interesting. Russia yet. So Russia is going to come into the fold and actually probably join in with World War III. Why does POTUS surround himself with generals to prevent a coup and ensure that the safety of executive? The generals he picked are loyal to the country and well-respected in the military. They're experts in strategy. What is military intelligence? A military discipline that uses information collection and analysis approaches to provide guidance and direction to commanders in support of their decisions. Why go around the three-letter agencies? Because the three-letter agencies have been infiltrated by the bad actors who are not acting in the interest of the U.S., who has the ultimate authority over our branches of military without approval conditions unless 90-plus in wartime conditions. POTUS, the commander-in-chief. What is the military code? Military code is a system of conventional symbols for the covert transmission of secret military information through communication equipment. POTUS will not go on TV to address the nation. POTUS will not discuss ongoing investigations into the swamp. POTUS must isolate himself to prevent negative optics. If POTUS did so, it would invite criticism and media storm upon which there'd be focus capitalized on distorted, which would be inappropriate and damaging to the POTUS and the office. So is Trump going to say anything? No, he's just going to question everything that Biden is doing and give solutions and say, we're going to reverse all this. POTUS knew removing criminal rogue elements as a first step was essential to free and pass legislation. Do you believe Hillary Clinton, Soros, Obama, etc. have more power than Trump? No, they don't. And we could see who's now pushing all this. Isn't it strange? Hillary Clinton, Soros, and Obama. Very interesting. Whoever controls the office of the presidency controls this great land. Well, is that true or false? Because whoever is in control of the people, whoever is in control of the military, actually controls this great land. They never believed for a moment they, Democrat Republicans, would lose control. This is not a Republican versus Democrat battle. Why did Soros donate all his money recently? And you can see that his business funding and everything is going down the drains, but he funds a lot of these protests and organizations and the illegals coming into the country. Why would he place all his funds in a RC? Less investigations happen into registered charities because all monies are donated and go towards good causes so long as the charity isn't being used to make a profit. So basically what we're seeing here is Trump is referring to these two drops, and it seems like he might be sending a message that we're on track and everything's going the way it needs to go. And remember, they overthrew the duly elected president. They're going to fight as hard as they possibly can because they know what happens if they don't fight. They go to jail. So Trump, he knew in the end that they would fight. And I do believe he's controlling the entire situation because, again, part of the mission is to wake the people up, to show the deep state system, to show how they're criminals and connect all the dots. And that's what people are seeing. And the other thing that's very interesting is, of course, the fake news like to tell you that none of Trump's cases are, you know, panning out with the election fraud. Well, that's not the case whatsoever. Kyle Becker put this out and said, debunking the media's claim that all of Trump's 2020 election challenges were baseless. An election integrity review conducted on 92 court challenges filed over the 2020 election found that a clear majority of the cases decided on the merits were ruled favorably for the plaintiffs, particularly the Republican Party and the Trump campaign. The election review noted that the cases decided on the merits and those that were dismissed for lack of standing or other procedural issues. Some non-merit reasons for stopping lawsuits from going forward are for standing, timing, judicial authority, moot, not enough malfeasance to make a difference. The list of court cases decided on the merits, meaning the plaintiff was able to argue the facts of the case and, if applicable, given opportunity to present evidence via discovery. So here's a compilation of all the 2020 election challenges and what became of them, despite the fake news lying about it, that 60 plus election challenges found no evidence or wrongdoing. There were actually 92 cases with only 30 decided on the merits. And of those 30, Trump and or the GOP plaintiff prevailed in 22 of them. The case entries, many linking to Stanford's Health Election Project, confirm the statuses and the rulings. It is debatable whether an affirmative ruling in all the cases would have been sufficient to lead to Trump being elected instead of Joe Biden. The pivotal lawsuit may have been the Texas case brought by AG Ken Paxton, contending that a number of swing states made unconstitutional election changes because they did not go through the state legislatures. This case was denied by the Supreme Court despite the Constitution stipulating its original jurisdiction. Furthermore, many states have since decided that 2020 election practices, such as the inclusion of privately funded Zucker boxes, were either illegal or were subsequently outlawed. It is up for debate whether any particular lawsuit would have been the deciding factor, but the critical underlying point is that the election challenges were legal and valid. The sum of these lawsuits paint the picture that the fortified 2020 election was highly flawed and undemocratic, since it did not abide by fundamental practices of election integrity. Thus debunks a widespread narrative. Trump's legal challenges in the 2020 election were all baseless. And they weren't. But you could see the people, they're waking up. The people understand that there's election interference, and they understand that the elections were rigged in 2020. And even the Democrats are starting to wake up to this. But Trump, he said something very, very interesting when he was out in Nevada. He said, "We have a leader that can't be our leader." And I tell you something, it can't be much longer. 1 year is a very long time. They can do tremendous damage to our elections. They can do tremendous damage to our country in 1 year. And we're not going to let it happen. That's interesting. Take a listen to what he said.
"We have a leader that can't compete with these people. We have a leader that can't be our leader. And I tell you something, can't be much longer. 1 year is a very long time. They can do tremendous damage to our elections. They can do tremendous damage to our country in 1 year. And we're not going to let it happen because we have a leader that doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And we're dealing on the most complicated.
I do believe he's probably talking about his case that's coming up where he's introducing classified information. And as people start to learn that there were foreign governments that were involved in the elections and they actually have proof of it and they show how they cheated in the election, what happens? Because he says we have a year to go. Is he going to make the people think logically? Is he going to have the people say, whoa, wait a minute. If you cheat in the election, What's the remedy for this? What do we do? Do we keep Biden in this position? Or does Trump become the president? I do believe this is going to be up for discussion. Now, does this mean that Trump is just going to step right back in? I don't believe so. But we'll have to see how this plays out. Because remember, I do believe everything is based on the 2024 election. I think Trump just wants the people to see this. And he wants the people to wake up. And he wants the people to understand, look what happens when you cheat an election. Look what happens when you overthrow a government. You destroy the country. And I do believe the people are waking up to all of this. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, 80% of Republicans, 64% of independents are joined by 55% of Democrats in the national bipartisan majority of voters concerned that 2024 will be yet another national election cycle affected by cheating. Then Rasmussen Reports put this out. 56% of voters believe every state should require that ballots are available immediately after elections for bipartisan voter reviews to enhance election confidence and transparency. Only 23% are against ballot reviews, while another 20% are not sure. How can you not be sure? If you want a free and transparent election, this should be 100% on both sides, because you don't want anyone cheating. I mean, really think about this. But you could see people now are saying, yes, we need to do something, which means people will accept what Trump is trying to do. Now, what's very interesting, as everything is building up, we can see that there's going to be chaos. And I do believe we're going to see some type of an event in this country, which is going to push World War III. And Brandon Smith, he put out an article about how there's going to be a wider war, which will bring inevitable attempts at martial law in America. And really think about this for a second, because the Biden and the globalists, they've used every possible tactic to make martial law inevitability. Economic instability, stagflation. They have violent crime, looting everywhere. They're releasing the criminals, no cash bail, mass illegal migration. They have the garbage coming into this country. You see the pro-Palestine protests all over the place. Those individuals are the same Antifa BLM people mixed in with all the illegals that they brought into this country. So yes, is this ripe for some type of an event? Absolutely. And when the war really breaks out in the Middle East, do you think the deep state players are going to call upon those individuals in all these countries to rise up? I do believe so. So you're going to see countries rise up, and you're going to see these individuals in these countries rise up. And once again, would there be certain riots, terror attacks in the US, in the UK, in France, and many other countries? I do believe so. So if this does happen in certain areas in the states, will martial law be implemented to control these areas? Will this fall right into the plan of the Patriots? And actually take this another step further. Once war starts to break out, because Trump told us we're heading towards war, he sees it. He sees it coming, and I think a lot of people now see it coming. And yes, it's going to build and build and build. You don't think Biden's going to try to implement a draft? You don't think they're going to implement this saying, holy crap, we better start getting people and getting them into the military? I don't think it's just going to be men. I think it's going to be women. And at this point, they'll be able to define a woman. Isn't that interesting? But I do believe this is all going to build up, and people are going to see this play out, and they're going to see events across the country in certain select areas that they can control these people and allow them to create these events, just like we saw back in 2020. So that reminded me of Post 2460. This is November 7, 2018. And there's two links. The first one is martial law. The next one is Posse Comitatus Act. So when you read martial law, this is how it reads. Martial law is the replacement of civilian government by a military rule and the suspension of civilian legal processes for military powers. Martial law can continue for a specified amount of time or indefinitely, and standard civil liberties may be suspended for as long as martial law continues. Most often, martial law is declared in times of war or in emergencies such as civil unrest and natural disasters. Alternatively, martial law may be declared in instances of military coup d'etats. So that is very interesting. So if we see civil unrest, if we see the people protesting in the streets and it gets out of hand, can there be martial law, which actually then brings in the military? Then we have the other link, Posse Comitatus Act, and this is what's written down below. It says, or in response to chaos associated with protests and mob action. Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution states, the privilege of the writ habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it. So this would bring us completely full circle where now the military is controlling certain areas. They're allowed to be on the streets. Could they control the elections then? Yes, because as we approach the 2024 election, what happens if we have a cyber attack? Because now we have the military on the streets, people will accept that. If we have a cyber attack and it hits the election infrastructure, people will accept it because what do they see happening all around them? They see war being built up. They see the terrorist attacks. They see the mob actions. And people are going to demand paper ballots, one-day voting. And the polls already show that they'll accept this. And if they accept this, this will make it a possibility where we bypass the deep state systems for elections. And I do believe this is where all of this is headed. And Trump, when he was at the rally, he said the following. Storm has arrived, 17, put this out on Telegram. We're not going to take it. And this has been a common theme, actually, in one of the posts. It says, we're not going to take it anymore. And the people are reaching the precipice of destruction. They're not going to take it anymore. Remember, this is not R versus D. This is about good and evil. And the people must see what the deep state system is. You must see the treasonous criminals. You must be able to connect the dots. Because if we're going to arrest these people, which we will, what needs to happen? The people must understand their crimes. They must understand how they're responsible for all of this. And I just want to go back to post 4942. This is October 30th, 2020. It says the following. This is not about R versus D. This is about preserving our way of life. If America falls, the world falls. Patriots are on guard. And we could see that we're heading down this path. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in complete and utter control. And we have a cleanup operation going on. It's a war against the deep state players. Others see it as World War III. This is what the deep state wants it to be. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in control of the situation, just like the deep state players would be in control if they actually had their way to bring us into World War III, because that would have been a controlled war. And a controlled war doesn't mean it's fake weapons. It just means that you're controlling the outcome of the war, because on both sides, you're both in agreement on what's going to happen. And I do believe Trump is in control of what is happening right now, and I don't mean him himself, and they are bringing the deep state down this path and showing the people the truth so we can have a vote. And this is how you take back the country. You don't do it by looting and storming and, you know, overrunning the deep state players. You vote them out and you give the power back to the individual who's going to fight for the people. And I do believe that's exactly where we're headed. And you could see that we have 1 year to go, and the people, they're going to go through a lot. And when they see all this play out, they will be on the side of Trump. And Trump will then have the permission to go after the people, because he'll get the permission from the people to go after these individuals. And you could see that we're heading in this direction. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.